The question today is, what does the phrase mean, "The Lord is my shepherd"? Of course, that's quoted from Psalms chapter 23, verse number 1, where he said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." As we think about that, you see, in the Hebrew culture, whenever that one's name was used, it was more than just a mere title. It had a meaning to it. It was descriptive and representative of the one who bore it. It was an expression or revelation of one's person and character. And the same is true with God. So therefore, His names are a revelation of His true being and person, and it also shows how He works. Now, one of His names is Jehovah Ra, which is translated there in Psalms 23:1, "The Lord is my shepherd." Now, I will tell you, that phrase meant much to Israel when it said that God was their shepherd. To them, a shepherd was one who gave his life for the sheep and to the sheep. Thus, he's represented as caring God in Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 10 and 11. When he says this, "Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule of him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and shall carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young." So the word shepherd is translated from the Hebrew word Ra. Jesus is the great shepherd, the great Ra, if you please, Jehovah Ra. And he's the chief shepherd, and he's the good shepherd. In John 10:11, he said, "I'm the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." Now that's not talking about a hireling, but a shepherd. One who lived with the sheep, who led the sheep, and was willing to give his life for the sheep. And that's who the Lord Jesus Christ is, our Jehovah Ra. Now the shepherd does five things for his sheep, as we think about this question here, this phrase, "The Lord is my shepherd." He gathers them. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 11, he said, "He shall gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom." That refers to salvation as being the Lord's work. He, in his foreknowledge, knows his sheep even though they're not yet in the fold. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 24, Jesus said, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." That referred to the Jews who did not yet have imputed righteousness. In other words, they were not yet saved, as we would call it, at that time. He also spoke concerning the Gentiles, whom he foreknew would be saved, in John 10, verse 16. And he said, "Another sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Now, in the parable in the book of Luke, chapter 15, verse number 3 through 7, Jesus refers to a shepherd as not being content until the last sheep is in the fold. Verse 7 says, lets us know that this lost sheep represents a sinner whom the shepherd was seeking. He said, "I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance." Then in Luke 19:10, that says that the reason Jesus came to this earth robed in flesh is to seek and to save that which was lost. Lost sheep whom the shepherd gathers. In John 4:4, the Bible states that Jesus said, "I must needs go through Samaria." He was seeking and gathering lost sheep. In this case, a sinful woman was found and saved by Jacob's well. In John 1:43, it stated that Jesus findeth Philip. The word "findeth" doesn't mean to happen upon by chance, but it refers to our Lord, Jehovah Ra, having his sights on Philip, came up on him at the right place and the right time as he was seeking and gathering his sheep. You see, the Lord is my shepherd, a caring God as he gathers. And like Naomi said of Boaz, who is the type of our Lord in Ruth 3:18, "The man will not be in rest until he hath finished the thing this day. Neither will our shepherd rest till he finds and gathers his lost sheep." And being Philippians 1:6 says, "Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Christ." So the Lord is my shepherd, Jehovah Ra. He gathers, he gives. Not only does he gather, but he gives. By this I mean he provides and supplies all his sheep's needs. The Bible said in Isaiah 40, verse number 11, it states, "He shall feed his flock like a shepherd." Psalm 23:1 says of the sheep, "They shall not want." In verse 5, he states that the shepherd prepares the table before me, and that "me" means his sheep, in the presence of mine enemies. Also in verse 5, he said, "He anointeth my head with oil. My cup runneth over." He's talking about his sheep. my head, my cup. In other words, anointed means to be made fat and speaks of divine favor and prosperity. When he says he runneth over, it means satisfaction and indicates abundance, not just full, but running over. Jehovah Ra gives. He always provides and will never leave you to want. He provides milk. 1 Peter 2:2 says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. And He'll give that to you. He provides meat. Hebrews 5:14, He said, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. He also provides water. John 4:14, but whoso drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give, the water that I shall give of him, shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Now, so therefore, you'll never thirst. So therefore, He gives, and that's all found in our Lord Jehovah Ra. The Lord is our shepherd, and my shepherd, we could say. And now He also guides. He guides. Isaiah 40, verse number 11, states that the shepherd shall gently lead those that are with young. In other words, Jehovah Ra knows the nature of His sheep and cares for every one of His sheep. He cannot take the young and tender lambs along as fast as He can the old ram. And so the same principle is spoken here of by Jacob as he tells Esau in Genesis 33 that he'll not follow him at his pace because the children and young of the flock could not take it as fast as the men. Therefore, he said he would lead on softly as the children and young and tender of the flock can take it. For he stated, if men should overdrive them one day, all the flock will die. This may be the reason it takes time for some to be saved. For the shepherd knows that he cannot overdrive them at any time. If he did, they would willfully rebel and step out of light, out of truth and understanding, and die without being saved. Proverbs 21:16, he says, he that wandereth out of the path of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. So Jehovah Ra leads to pastures. He guides and He leads to pasture of tender grass beside waters of quietness. Verse 2 of Psalms 23, He said, He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He also leads in right paths. In verse number 3 of Psalm 23, the last part of it said, He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. In other words, paths of righteousness, which means having a right relationship with God and man. That requires right attitudes and actions and reactions. You see, right paths are the old paths, which Jeremiah told Israel to ask for. In Jeremiah 6:16, he said, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul. But they said, we'll not walk therein. Oh, would to God we'll find those old paths and walk in them because He guides us in those paths. Old paths are the paths of the Lord's truth, not just of man's tradition. Our shepherd guides and leads, but does not drive or overdrive. Something else, the Lord being my shepherd that He does, He guards. Psalms 23, verse 3, the first part says, He restoreth my soul. The word restoreth means to bring back to a former state or normal state of repairing or rebuilding. The tense reveals a continuous action which indicates the shepherd is continuously working in his sheep's lives to restore them to their former condition which they had in Adam before he fell in the garden. That work began before we were ever born and is continuous in our lives all our days upon this earth, before we are saved and after we are saved, so that he can conform us to His image. Romans 8:29 said, for we know for whom He did foreknow, He did predestinate. And by the way, I've said so many times that has absolutely nothing to do with a lost man, but a saved man. He predestinated him to be conformed to the image of His Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Thus, Romans 8:28, which is just before that verse, is true. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. In other words, He's working all things together for ultimate good for His sheep. Therefore, our shepherd is guarding and protecting His sheep as they go through life's journey. Now, He guards when we face death even. Psalms 23 verse 4 states, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. In other words, we usually think of that scripture as one when he dies. He's walking through that valley of death with him. But listen, that's all right, because all scripture is profitable for doctrine, 2 Timothy 3:16 states. But in context, David is referring to his battle with Goliath where he was facing death. Through indicates he came out victorious. He did not fear, although his life was in danger, because he knew Jehovah Ra, the shepherd, the one who's his shepherd, guards and was present with him. Since the Lord, who is the light of the world, was present, death just cast a shadow upon David. And he knew a shadow couldn't hurt him. Listen, a shadow of a car can't run over you. A shadow of a dog can't bite you. A shadow of a sword can't cut you. Neither can death hurt God's sheep. Why? Because when Jehovah Ra is present, he's guarding his sheep, and all death can do is just cast a shadow. Remember, he's always with you, as he said in the Great Commission. He said, "Lo, I'm with you always," and he is. He guards with his rod and his staff. Verse 23, verse number 4 said, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." His rod's used to club snakes and drive off the enemy. The staff's used to correct the sheep when they're disobedient and bring them back from wandering. The sight of those comforts were to the sheep, it comforts the sheep because he knows he's being watched over and guarded. In Psalms 23, verse number 6 says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Goodness and mercy are God's footmen which go with us day by day, all the days of my life. These footmen make the way smoother for us as we travel life's pathway. And by the way, they don't begin following us when we're saved, but they've been following us, all of God's sheep, from the day they were conceived in their mother's womb. Thus, God's sheep are guarded from conception. Jehovah Ra guards, but he also guarantees deliver. Psalms 23, verse number 6, he said, "I," meaning the sheep, "will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Dwell means to be at home. And in 1 Peter chapter 3, 1 verse 3 and 5, he said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." Now, do you notice in verse 3 of that verse, he said, "We're begotten again to a lively hope," which is an inheritance reserved in verse 4, and the saints are also preserved in verse 5 because they're kept or guarded. Jude refers to the saints as God's sheep, who's God's sheep, as being preserved in Jude 1. You see, when mom made preserves, she canned them and sealed them, but sometimes the seal on her preserves came loose. Not so with Jehovah Ra. And what he seals becomes, because he guarantees delivery, spirit, soul, and body of all his sheep to heaven, because he is the Jehovah Ra. The Lord is my shepherd. This can be a known fact today that will take care of tomorrow's unknown future. I shall not want, all because of Jehovah Ra. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.